This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver plans to set up e-bike libraries for low-income residents. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's the first project funded by a new sales tax increase to combat climate change.
The city plans to make 70 electric bicycles available to qualified essential workers for free. It also plans to place the e-bikes outside of affordable housing projects and in less resourced neighborhoods like Sun Valley and Globeville. Mayor Michael Hancock says they're meant to help people commute or run errands, all while reducing climate warming emissions. Funding comes from a 0.25% sales tax boost, which voters approved last year. Future projects will be identified by a citizen task force and public officials. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Vaccinations are limiting spread of the coronavirus in the Colorado communities where they are being most used. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy compared vaccination rates to the state's 10 largest counties with COVID-19 case rates. She said case rates are highest in locations where vaccination rates are lowest and vice versa.
Overall, what we're really seeing here is our first clear sign, our first promising indication that we're seeing community-level protection from vaccination.
Herlihy says Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson are seeing decreases in case rates due to people getting their vaccine shots. On the other end of the scale are El Paso and Pueblo counties, where case rates are higher and vaccination rates are lower. Grand Junction is at 48 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. It could be a rainy evening. This is CPR News.